Good morning, beloveds. Thank you, Almighty, for your presence with us this day and every day. And we commit the word to you in Jesus' name. Amen. Psalm 89, and our readings is from verse
38 to 45.
45. Now, I remember this about 35 years or longer. Yeah, longer than that, when I just got born again and I was reading through this. The psalm was beautiful to me. It's something the Lord laid on my heart. And I could understand the first part and all those, not understand it as I should, but I can remember it was beautiful, you know. But this part here where we're going into now, I had no idea what was going on here. And but now, you know, having a relationship, part of the family, and that you've learned things, you've walked with the Lord, and you've learned things. I understand it now. So let's hear. We can hear it, and it's not so positive, but and nevertheless, it's a part of the word, and we've got to find a place for it. So let's just read it first.
But now you have cast off and rejected. You are fully full of wrath against your anointed. You have renounced the covenant with your servant. You have defiled his crown with dust, in the dust. You have breached all his walls. You have laid his strongholds in ruins. All who pass by plunder him. He has become the scorn of his neighbors. You have exalted the right hand of his foes. You have made all his enemies rejoice. You have also turned back the edge of his sword, and you have not made him stand in battle. You have made his splendor to cease, and cast his throne to the ground. You have cut short the days of his youth. You have covered him with shame. Selah.
Yeah. Now, to understand this, we just need to go back in the psalm, and then we see something here that the psalmist points out, and we can we done it about 2 days ago. It's verses 30 to 33, and we're reading out of the TPT.
But if his children turn from me and forsake my words, refusing to walk in my truth, renouncing and violating my laws, then I will surely punish them for their sins with my stern discipline until they regret it. But I will never lift my faithful love from off their lives. My kindness will prevail, and I will never disown them.
Hallelujah. So you see what's happening here. You know, when we understand this, you know, we were predestined to be children of the Most High, godly children, dedicated, disciplined children. So it's a family. This whole thing about salvation is coming to your real family. Every family in heaven and earth finds their true name in the Father, Son, and Holy Spirit, loving the Word. So that's what it's about. And yeah, as the psalmist was writing this about David, and it's talking about David's children, which is prophetic later on to Jesus and all of us now that look to him, believe in him. We all children in the family, but the laws stay the same, the walk stays the same, the path stays the same for each and every one of us. Even though it's unique and it's special that God opens up to us, it's a path, it's a way. I think of Isaiah 50, from verse 4 right on to verse 11, where he talks about morning by morning he wakens our ear. Why? So that we can be comforted and we can walk in the plans that are predestined for us. So there's a road set out for us. And you see, when a disobedient child doesn't want to listen to his parents, he gets disciplined. He has consequences so as to teach him to come to that which is perfect, to that which is steadfast, to that which is beautiful. That's just according to us parents. But how much more to the Almighty God? You see, it's not about coming home and just doing your thing. Because like it says in Isaiah 50 of, I quoted it now, Isaiah 50 from verse 4 to 11, right at the end, it says, if you light your own fire, you will lie down in despair. And that's exactly what you see in here. And then also just thinking about it, this is a psalm written about David and saying, if your children, Solomon and the boys, are they going to be disciplined? So somewhere else I read it one time, and that they'll be disciplined by men. Men will have a lot of bad things to say about them and you know, to bring them down. But God will never take away his love from them. So God's love is God's plan. And God's plan is a relationship and a walk of obedience in the good works that he's laid out for our lives. So it's we are children that come back to our God, and then we stay with our God. But back to David. So David gets this psalm, and it talks about his children. But what happened when David saw Bathsheba and he fell into sin? The exact same things here that are written here came upon him. So the psalmist here, I'm sure he's also experienced it. And even in my walk, there's been times in certain aspects where I've argued with the Lord and I fought with the Lord and I try to have my way. But my way led to a shipwreck. My way led to me being hurt. But in that, waking up that this God is big. Our God is almighty. And they have got the plan, and we must rest in their plan. That's why it says so beautifully in Hebrews. We come to the Sabbath rest. No more arguing about when's the Sabbath, a Sunday or a Saturday. But it's a Sabbath rest. We come into a family, and we cease from our own works, trying to make it and trying to make a plan. We enter into his works, and we cease from our own works. So it's all about relationships, and it's all about staying on the path. When you go off the path, there's going to be consequences, and those consequences are so that you can wake up and say, sorry, Lord, you the potter, I'm the clay. You the father, I'm the child, and you just come back home. Come to your senses, just like the prodigal had to. Sometimes even in our walk with the Lord, we're not the prodigal in a sense. We've come home, but we can still have our times of childishness when we just wanting to force the issue and have it our way. But it gets us nowhere. Stick to the Lord. He knows the way. Life is like a minefield, especially now. Lots of things happening, lots of deception. So you need to stick to God like glue. Amen. God loves you. God's got a plan for you. Arise and shine in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen.